hymn we just sang.
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌。
And it says, let us see thy great salvation.
在第四节。
That's okay, let me just speak in English. Then let's see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee, in Christ Jesus. And not, he didn't say in us, but his great salvation perfectly restored in Christ. What a hymn, what a truth, thank the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer before we start.
让我们在开始之前一起有些祷告。
Father, we truly want to offer our thanksgiving and praises to you.
亲爱的父，我们真是愿意把这满心的感谢，借着祷告都献给你。
Before the foundation of the world, that you chose us in Christ.
在这话语的根基面前，我们全然的依靠基督。
Even you prepared the Lamb of God before the foundation of the world.
就是你把那羔羊放在这话语的根基面前。
And so, Father, we just truly want to thank you for you this great salvation you've done in Christ Jesus and through him.
主啊，父，我们真是感谢你，借着这羔羊，借着基督耶稣，你成就的这样的救恩。
As we share your word, which testify to the Lord.
我们在分享见证，也是为了见证这一位救主。
And may you open the eyes of our heart.
真是愿你打开我们每个人的心门。
Through the word of your grace that we can truly see the Lord.
借着你话语的恩典，我们能够亲眼看见我们的主。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉我们基督最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's open our Bible to read some of the passages.
那我们还是打开圣经，再读几章经节。
Let's turn to Judges.
那我们先来看士师记。
Judges chapter 3.Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them. That is all who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan.
第一节开始，耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。
Only in order that the generations of the sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
And then let's turn to Ephesians.
我们再来
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章
and verse 10.
第十节。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of the wickedness in the heavenly places.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God,so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and have done everything to stand firm.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Today I'd still like to share the installment of the message from Deuteronomy.
我今天还是想继续分享，我们从《申命记》里面领受的。
We know that Deuteronomy, is the message to the second generation of Israel.
我们都知道，《申命记》是给以色列民当中的第二代的信息。
And God spoke again His word to the second generation.
神将他的话语命令向着第二代再次的重申。
And the first three chapters, Moses summarized all the 40 years experience through the wilderness.
在《申命记》的前三章，摩西是总结概括了在旷野40年当中的经历。
So he used the first three chapters to summarize all these years' experience.
他用了三章来总结这几年发生的事情。
And we read from these three chapters that he mentioned first is the vision of God and the purpose of his salvation.
我们是惊奇的看到在这三章的开头，他讲的是来自神的意象和神对以色列民的救赎。
He told them about the promised land that God will lead them into to possess.
他提到了神应许的要带他们进入的那个应许之地。
And that's the purpose why God saved them out of the bondage of Pharaoh in Egypt.
这也是神为什么要把他们从埃及那样的境地救拔出来的原因。
So God through Moses wanted second generation first thing to know is his purpose of his salvation.
借着摩西，神要让以色列民当中的第二代来知道他救赎的目的。
So we need to know that too.
我们也是应该晓得。
We need to know why God so loved us, why God saved us.
我们应该晓得神为什么如此爱我们，为什么要救我们。
What is the purpose of his salvation on us?
他救赎我们的目的到底是什么。
And secondly, we saw that he mentioned the quality of the leaders. Leaders.
第二个部分就是他提到了带领民的这样领导的人，他那样的他的品质。
And those we went through those qualities, God still wants us to possess.
我们这样的话语也提醒我们，我们这样追求神的人也应该有这样的品质。
Through the discipline.
借着他的教导，这样的教导。
And also, third thing he mentioned is that the foretaste of the promised land, of that vision, of that purpose.
第三点他提到的就是那应许之地，这个那应许之地的四种预尝的四种味道。
Remember that Moses mentioned that God allowed them to send 12 spies sent to spy the land in Canaan.
记得摩西提到了神派出12个探子预先进到那迦南美地去预先去来到那个应许之地
and brought back the produce of their land.
然后把那个应许之地他们所见所闻带回到以色列民当中。
So they can have a glimpse and a foretaste of the fulfillment of the purpose of God's salvation.
因此他们就能够预尝到那个神给他们预备的那个丰富的那个供应。
Each grape.It's as large as a watermelon.
它里面提到了好像每一个结出的葡萄籽都像西瓜那么大。
And need the two strong young men to carry the one cluster of the grapes.
需要好像两个强壮的人才能提起那一篮子那样的物产那样的葡萄。
And fourth thing he mentioned is the warfare.
第四点，摩西提到的就是征战。
And in this, he mentioned these two kings, two powerful kings, that through God's grace and strength, they defeated these two kings.
他提到了借着神的那个恩典，以色列民能够打败那样当时看起来非常强大的两个国家，两个国王。
And we mentioned that throughout the centuries, the churches of God in all places have been experienced spiritual warfare.
我们也体会到了在这几个多少年来，教会在地上也经历了这样的属灵的征战。
And Josh tells us that the reason why God left those enemies of Israel in the land.
我们从士师记看到，神之所以让那些仇敌还留在这个地上。
Of course, we know the reason for it, the direct reason for it, it was through Israel's disobedience.
我们知道是为了来训练这以色列民，我们知道这当然是一个原因。
And their lack of faith, so they couldn't drive out all the enemies of that land.
我们知道因为他们缺乏信心，他们不能将所有的仇敌都赶出以色列地。
So God kind of repurposed it. So God left them there in order to train the new generation who didn't know the war to teach them the warfare.
所以我们就知道神就借着这样留在地上的仇敌来教导那第二代，让他们学习未曾晓得经历的战的征战。
It's very like us.
这非常像今天的我们。
As all the spiritual battles, actually we think that they are fought in previous generations.
好像那个所有的征战都是我们的前面的上一代来打的。
As a Christian, we live in peace without any persecution.
我们今天的基督徒好像生活在那样很好的和平的时期，没有这样的迫害的一个环境里面。
So we thought.
所以我们就觉得，所以我们就缺乏那样征战的经验。
But in the God's message that if in the Ephesians, Paul tells us actually we are in the middle of the warfare.
但是神的话语提醒，就在以弗所书，我们就看到我们仍旧在这征战当中。
We need to put on the full armor of God because we are in the heat of the spiritual warfare.
我们要穿戴神给我们的全副的军装，因为我们恰恰就在那征战当中。
And we spend some time to share how to prepare ourselves, the church, for this warfare.
我们就是想来分享我们在今日如何来预备自己，预备教会来打这属灵的征战。
And also think about this, right? It's not that far-fetched. Imagine yourself that you're born in Ukraine right now.
我们可以举一个今天的例子，就是我们可以思想在今天像在乌克兰这样的国家。
When the child is born, that the child was born in the middle of warfare.
当一个小孩子在那里出生，他就出生在这样的一个征战之地。
Yesterday when I prepared the message, one thought came to my mind was, how can you give thanks to the Lord in the battle zone, in the war zone?
我昨天在准备今天的信息的时候，脑子中就有一个念头，就是真的是当你出生在那一个战区的时候，你如何能够继续的来感恩神呢？
Now, as approaches the end of the year.
那现今我们又来到了一年的结尾。
We are full of spirit of thanksgiving.
我们好像充满了那个感恩的那个灵，里面有感恩的那个心。
How can you give thanks? Imagine yourself in the Ukraine. How can you give thanks in the cold of the winter?No water, no hot water, no electricity at night. How can you give thanks?
但是设想如果我们身处在乌克兰那样的地方，在这寒冷的冬天，可能要还要没有水电这样的基本的供应，你如何能够继续感谢神？
Can you imagine there's no hot water, and no electricity at night?
今天我们能想象在晚上没有热水、没有电是这样的生活。
And you have a baby, a child growing up.
如果你有还有小孩的话
，How can you give thanks?
你如何能够还有那个感恩的心
？So this is a battle. It's a spiritual battle in you and I to have that, keep the spirit of thanksgiving to the Lord.
同样的，当我们身处着属灵的征战的时候，我们的灵里面如何还能有那个感恩的心？
So it is very relevant to us today.
所以实际上，这些都和我们今天的光景非常的相关。
How much we live in America should be thankful to the Lord.
我们能够生活在这样和平的美国这样的国家，是何等的应该感谢神。
How should we love Him?
我们该何等的爱他？
Paul says, if anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be cursed.
保罗说，如果有人不爱神，他是应当被咒诅的。
So in the spiritual warfare the church now is in, that we share the five things.
在教会属灵征战这个题目当中，我们已经分享了五个点。
Preserving God's truth.According to His word,
借着神的话语，我们持守主的道。
And we are witnessing. Church, the purpose of a church is to witness for the Lord Jesus.
教会存在的目的就是为了见证我们的一位主。
And remember that Matthew 16, that it tells us the Christ.The Lord Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of the Living God.
在马太福音的十六章，我们看到基督就是永生神的儿子，他就是为着神做见证。
And Lord Jesus says, "I'll build my church upon this rock."
基督耶稣他说过，他要把他的教会建立在这磐石之上。
The rock means that revelation.Of Lord Jesus to be the Christ and the Son of the Living God.
这基石，这磐石就是这一位基督做神的，是神的儿子做神的见证。
So we need to preserve that as a church.
我们应该认定这样的真理，持守这样的真理。
So churches are not social clubs.
所以我们就知道教会并不是社会上的。一个好像俱乐部
，not YMCA，
不是好像年轻人的一个聚集的一个组织，一个俱乐部。
It's not the culture centers, a Chinese culture center, Indian culture center, in the Italian culture centers, what have you.
它也不是任何的，好像中国人的文化交流中心或者印度人的文化中心，并不是那样的。
And we should keep track of all this influence from the world.
我们应该在这个地方上，我们应该非常清楚教会是什么。
Christ, Him alone is our possession, is what we all share.
我们所有的见证都是为了见证在教会里面见证这一位基督。
Second, which mentioned is that preaching God's word.
第二个我曾分享的就是我们如何操练持守神的话语。
We have to preach God's word.
我们要去传扬神的话语。
And the person shared the message here, it's not easy.
作为一个在台前来传讲神的话语的人，这是并不容易的事情。
We have all these suggestions what we should preach.
我们好像领受很多建议，应该如何去传扬神的话。
problem that the people face today and current affairs, a lot of suggestions.
好像有很多来自神的那个、来自人的想法，来自这个世界上的、一些影响，很多的建议该去如何传扬神的话语。
Preaching the pure word of God is where?很少。
哦哦，但是真正讲到正确的传扬神的话语的那样的建议，其实是很少的。
And thirdly, we share that not only we preach God's word, but also we need to promote God's word in the church and at home.
第三点，我们讲过的就是，除了传扬神的话，我们在个人的生活当中。也要去殷勤的去操练神的话。
We encourage all born sisters to read God's word every day. Make it a habit.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹每天都去读主的话，把它慢慢的当成一个习惯。
As God's word is, Lord Jesus says, is the food, is the spiritual food.
我们知道主耶稣告诉我们，神的话就是那个灵属灵是灵粮。
You don't have to read the Bible if you don't eat three meals a day.
好像我们巴不得说，如果你不读圣经的话，你就先不要肉体上不要有那个食量，不要吃东西，在吃饭之前先来读主的话。
So now at the church, we want to encourage all branches to read the Bible, read God's word, but also at home, we need to encourage.Especially ourselves and also our children.
我们除了鼓励丁子妹在教会我们来读主的话，在家庭的个人的生活当中，对于子女的教育当中，我们也鼓励大家都来读神的话语。
And the fourth point, we mentioned that we need to practice God's word.
第四点我们提到就是我们要活出去践行主的话。
In the church and at home.
也当中也包括在教会当中和在家庭当中。
In the church, the most important part, and as God's word told us, that we gather together in the Hebrew 10. So it says, let's turn to the Hebrew 10.
在教会的生活当中我们是来聚在一起，我们一起来看一下希伯来书第十章提到的。
24 and 25. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书第十章二十四二十五节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So we can see here, we gather together. This is our purpose that stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
我们就看到今天我们聚在一起，我们的目的是要彼此相顾，来激发爱心，勉励行善。
And we mentioned one of the very important things is to love one another, to love your brother.
我们曾经交通过一点，就是。非常重要的是彼此相爱，弟兄间彼此相爱。
And forgive one another.
来也原谅彼此的过犯。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
That the Christ, his life, can be seen through us.
这样行，人们就可以借着我们来看到那个基督的生命活出来。
If we love brethren.
如果我们爱弟兄。
The Lord Jesus says, if you love one another as I love you, then the world may know, will know that you are my disciples.
基督耶稣教导我们，当我们弟兄相爱的时候，世人就借着基督徒看到了神的爱，看到了基督的生命。
You cannot love one another if you don't forgive one another.
如果我们之间彼此不能原谅的话，我们是不能做到彼此相爱的。
in the pandemic, we're at home joined online.
在这个疫情流行的期间，我们常常在网上聚会。
That's not church life.
这个并不是正常的教会的生活。
You can encourage one another through the online meetings.
你在网上聚会的时候很难彼此鼓励。
Love one another and forgive one another.
彼此相爱，也要彼此原谅。
You live by yourself. You don't need someone to love. You don't need someone to forgive.
如果你觉得我好像一个人生活，我不需要原谅谁，我也不需要爱谁。
But that's not the purpose of God's salvation on earth.
如果那样的话，你就真的是不能明白神救赎我们。
And second thing is that we said, I think that's the new, now the review of the previous messages, we just done that, and now we can share that, what we haven't shared last time.
Okay, 我们之前这些就是简单的回顾了之前我们已经分享过的几个点。
That how to...Practice God's word at home.
今天我们来继续来交通。第一点我想交通就是如何在我们的家庭、个人的生活当中来活出主的话语。
And at home, first most important is set ourselves up as example.
我想可能在我们家庭当中，首先重要的是来树立榜样。
We have our children, and also our parents. Also, maybe they are not all believers.
我们的家庭当中不仅有儿女、有父母，甚至可能还有人家庭成员还没有接受主。
We need to ask God's grace seriously.
我们
to live a Christian life.
我们
at home.
我们在家庭当中是。应该活在那个神的恩典当中。
Most typical person to share the gospel is our family members.
我们的经历可能告诉我们，最难传福音的情况就是给家庭的成员传福音。
Because they see us through and through.
因为他们完全知道我们的人是怎么样的。
So we need to really ask God to give us grace and wisdom.To live example.
真的我们是要求主有恩典让我们能够活出神的样式做这样的榜样。
The second thing I'd like to share is that the honoring your parents.
第二点我想交通的就是要孝顺你的父母。
The first commandment in the second group of ten commandments.
这也是在十诫里面第二条诫命。
And there's a term I learned. It's called a filial piety.
我最近刚学了一个新的一个词，这个词就是表达孝顺的。
I think this honoring the Lord in the Bible, I think it can be best explained in Chinese, that word, 孝, is filial piety.
Yeah, 这在圣经里面我们也几处能够读到这样的意思，但是我想一个中文的字非常能够准确的概括这个意思，就是孝。
It means that to be respectful in our deeds and in our words to our parents.
它指的就是在我们的语言和行为上对父母都是一个尊敬的态度。
No matter how old we are, we could have, still have our parents.
不管我们的年纪有多长，我们仍然都是父母的孩子。
And we have children that, of course, we are their parents.
当然，我们在孩子面前，我们是我们孩子的父母。
So we all need to learn how to honor our parents at home.
我们都需要来学习在家庭当中如何来孝敬你的父母。
And second thing about honoring the Lord is support them emotionally.
第二点就是如何在好像在精神上如何能够来支持他们。
Are you away? Call your parents. Call them.
是不是常常的给他们来打电话？
And second, the thirdly, that is financially support them.
下面一点，第三点就是是不是在财务上对他们常常能够有支持？
It is clearly written in Paul's message.
在保罗的书信里面，非常清楚地写道。
If we don't support our family members, then we are worse than the non-believers.
如果我们不能支持家里的人的话，我们可能比那个世人，比不信的人做得还要差。
So we need to really make sure at home.We set ourselves as an example and show the honor to the parents.
我们真是要在家庭当中能够活出成为一个榜样 来孝顺父母孝敬父母。
And I think that's going to be the very, very important, the testimony for the Lord.
我觉得这本身也是一个非常非常重要的在神面前的见证。
And the fifth point I'd like to share is that personal commitment.
第五个点我想分享的就是个人的奉献。
You know, you see the all five points start with the P.
你看到好像每一个点从英文看都是从字母 P 开始。
Preserving the truth according to God's word.
持守神话语的真理。
Preaching the truth according to God's word.
来传扬神的话语。
Promoting the truth according to God's word.
在神话语当中要殷勤。
Practice the truth according to God's word.
操练神话语。
And fifth one is a personal commitment.
第五点就是个人的奉献。
In the letters to the churches, we can see the two parts, all the letters.
我们在给教会的书信当中我们可以看到两个好像是两个方面。
First part is universal truth to the universal church.
第一部分好像是那个宇宙性的那个真理它讲的是那个宇宙性的教会。
The second part is the truth about local assemblies.
第二部分我们就看到他讲的是我们在各地的本地的那个教会。
Some people put it as a practical part of the truth.
就是如何在我们实际当中践行这样的真理。
The second part of truth only makes sense if we see it as a context of the local assemblies.
我们只有在我们教会一起在本地的教会聚集的时候这样的践行这样的真理才有意义才成为可能。
In order to build up the local assemblies, we have to have a personal commitment.
当知道我们能够构成这样一个本地的教会的时候我们需要个人有奉献。
We need to carefully calculate our cost.
我们需要好像需要非常认真的仔细的来计算这样的
成本。Lord Jesus says,When you, before you wage a war, that you have to calculate if with the 10,000 soldiers that you have, can you defeat the 20,000 enemies which is on the way to attack you?
就好像神教导以色列民征战的时候，当面对好像20万的敌人的时候，你有10万的民众如何仔细的计算来打这样的征战
？Lord Jesus asks us.To calculate the cost you're willing to pay for the truth.
主耶稣也教导我们个人要仔细的计算为着这样真理你愿意付多少的代价。
I think many brothers and sisters who love the church and made such calculation and willing to pay for it.
我知道很多的弟兄姊妹真是爱神爱教会愿意为这样的教会付代价。
This is how I calculated.
我是这样计算。
for myself and for my family.
一部分是我自己，一部分是我的家庭。
First, I shared before with you that in case, what happens if both myself and my wife died for somehow?
我第一点可能要举这样一个例子，就是，如果这样的事情发生，就是我和我的妻子都不在人世了。
And my children, my three lovely daughters, were not mature yet.
然后那个时候，也许我的三个女儿还没有长大成熟。
Can I find a family in my local church, Iceland, that I can trust to commit my children to be their parents to raise them up?
我在想，在我们的伊斯兰的教会当中，我能不能找到这样一个家庭，好像可以把我的三个孩子托付给他们
？This is the cost I have to pay.
这个好像就是我必须要。付的那个代价。
Whether I found it or not,
我找到我有没有这样的家庭
？Someone tried to ask me that question. Did I find it? But I will not answer.
有人问我，非要让我回答这个问题，我没有回答。
But that's beside the point.
对。
And second thing I ask myself is when I had children growing up in this local assembly.Can she find boyfriend? Can she find future husband? Can she find friends?
我还有思想的一个角度，就是当我的孩子在这样的教会当中长大的时候，他们能不能在教会当中好像找到朋友，甚至找到未来的一生的伴侣
？This is.All of our capital calculate.
这一切都好像是我自己的那样的一个仔细的计算。
And willing to commit. So this is a personal commitment have to be in our parts.
这个就是带来了是我们个人那个愿意决意要奉献的那个心意。
Bible says we should be as faithful as the nail in the sanctuary, the high priest.That use that to hang its clothes. The nails in the sanctuary. So high priest, when he want to hang his clothes, he will always find there. He will not move. Like today, I'll be there. Tomorrow, I don't feel good. I will not be there. Then how can high priest perform his work?
Yeah, 就好像在大祭司把自己的衣服要挂在那个挂钩上，我们的那个决意奉献的意念就好像一个钉子钉在那个地方，不能够移动。
So, this is a personal commitment you have to calculate. You have to ask yourself, right? Am I willing to commit? And there's a brother who last week he was here with us.
Yeah, 这一切就是我说的那个个人的计算，就好像吴弟兄上一次在我们这里分享的。
And I asked him, he stayed with us at the Michelle's place, and then he shared his testimony.
在 Michelle 家里，我们在一起聚会的时候，他也分享了一些他的见证。
So he mentioned that he knew Brother Wong who passed away, who is in the Lord. He knew and served with the Brother Wong.王国贤 for more than 40 years.
吴弟兄提到已经安息归入主怀的王国贤弟兄，他曾经服侍一起搭档服侍40年。
And he said that he knew Brother Wong when Brother Wong first came to the United States.
他说他从王国贤弟兄刚刚来到美国的时候，他就认识他。
When he was still student.
当王弟兄还是学生的时候就认识他了。
And he said once he somehow, you know, there's a story of his personal salvation. And once he saved, and he wanted to stay with that local assembly, that local church.
他分享到，他愿意留在他们当地的教会聚会。
So when he graduates.He noticed that for his field, he graduates that he had to move to other state to find the jobs.
当他学生毕业的时候，他知道如果想从事他的行业，他需要离开那个地方。
And he noticed that in his local areas, there's a very many financial firms.
他知道他当地聚会的那个地方好像没有那么多的金融的公司。
There are many.
有许多的金融的公司。Yeah.
So he changed the major after graduation to study another MBA in order to stay in the local assembly.
为了留在他所在的聚会，他甚至去改行，去学了相关的专业，为了是要留在当地。
And then he graduated, God allowed him to find a job. Later he promoted as a CEO of that the bank. And then later God called him to serve him in a full-time capacity.
他转换了专业，毕业之后就在当地找到了工作，也在这个当地的银行里做到非常高层的位置。后来神呼召他，他放弃了职业来全职的奉献。
So this is I was very glad to hear that his personal testimony.
这是我非常高兴的听到这样个人的奉献这样的。
I know some of us in this assembly made similar sacrifices.
我也知道在我们的聚会当中弟兄姊妹也有这样个人的奉献。
And also, I'd like to touch upon this pandemic.
还有一点我想提到这个就是这个瘟疫大流行。
We know that during pandemic, we didn't meet in person.
我们知道在这个瘟疫最严重的时期我们不能实体的聚会。
I always think about this pandemic. Why God allowed it to occur?
我常常想到这个问题，就是神为什么会允许这样大的瘟疫发生在这个世界？
I still don't know why.
我当然还是不能完全明白。
But I know one thing.
但是我似乎
明白 from God's word.
从神的话语当中明白了一点。
God is calling for overcomers.
神在呼召那些得胜者。
You look at the revelations, seven local churches, God called overcomers.
如果我们读启示录的话，那样七个不同的教会，神都是对着他们呼召得胜者。
And you look at this, each overcomers, they have to overcome the difficulties in what happened to that local church.
如果我们看到那些得胜者的作为的话，我们看到他们在各自的本地的聚会当中都需要去胜过那些一个一个难处。
Now for this pandemic, what do we need to overcome?
好像如果没有这样的大的难处，我们好像没有什么要去胜过的这样的大的瘟疫。
I think what we need to overcome is the fear of the COVID-19.
我想可能第一个我们需要去胜过的在这瘟疫流行面前就是那个恐惧。
We don't want to be cavalier about this issue.
我不想说的特展开特别多说这个话题。
充当英雄。We want to be careful, and God bless America with the best vaccine you can find in this whole world.
我们感谢神的是在美国生活，我们可能有这世界上最好的医药，这样的疫苗。
If you are fear of this contracting the COVID-19, then get vaccinated.
如果你真的是害怕得病的话，可以有选择去打这样的疫苗。
Our love for Christ and His Church should be more than our fear of the COVID-19.
我们对基督和教会的爱应该帮助我们去胜过对这样病的这样恐惧。
So get vaccinated and you're protected and come in person to bear the witness testimony of Christ together.
所以我建议去施打这样的疫苗，然后来到这里实体的聚会，这本身就是见证我们的主基督耶稣。
I got five shots. I got 5 shots now.
我到现在已经累计已经打了五针了。
In this world, except God's word, except Christ Jesus, there is no absolute truth.
我们知道这个世界上除了基督耶稣，除了神的话语，没有其他的真理。
The one thing close to the truth is science.
可能或许有一个东西能够接近那样的真理，就是我们所说的科学。
And the facts derived from scientific methods.
有一些事实是从科学的理论，从科学
方法，
科学方法，来发现的。
There are billions of people got vaccine shot.
已经有数十亿的人来注射了这样的疫苗。
Aren't you not enough to persuade you?
好像这样庞大的数字仍然难道不能来劝导你也来做也来施打疫苗吗？
So our love for Christ and His church should be stronger than the fear of the COVID-19 or any other things, pandemic that occur in the future.
我们知道我们对基督耶稣和对教会的爱应该远胜过这不仅对这疫情对其他所有事情 的恐惧。
Because from the prophecy of the Bible, there will be pandemic in the future.
因为我们知道我们读圣经知道从圣经的预言当中我们知道在将来还是有那大的瘟疫。
So this is a calling for the overcomers.
所以我觉得这是神在呼召在教会当中呼召那得胜者。
We need to overcome the fear.
我们需要去胜过心里面的恐惧。
And I'd like to share also the most important thing in church warfare.
我还想再分享一点，也许是在教会征战当中最重要的一点。
It is also start with the P.
这一点在英文上也是字母 P 开头的。
That is the prayer.
这就是祷告。
Church prayer.
教会的祷告。
If we read the book of Ephesians, the letter of Ephesians, chapter 6.
如果我们来看以弗所书的第六章。
Let's turn to that, the Ephesians 6, if you will. Otherwise, you just listen to reading it. Ephesians.
我们来一起来读吧。以弗所书的第六章。
Chapter 6. In the chapter 6, verse 18. With all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18.
第六章的十八节，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Now this verse 18 is actually is a subclause to what is preceding.
这一节其实是前面的一节的一部分。
When he lists all the four armors of God.
当他提到穿戴完整的神所赐的全副军装。
And in NIV's translation, you can see in the side notes, its literal translation is praying.
如果我们看 NIV 版本的翻译的话，我们能够看到一个词，就是祷告，在这里面祷告。
Meaning all the warfare, all the weaponry mentioned listed before had to be done in the fervent prayer for all the saints in the Holy Spirit.
意思就是，即使是穿戴着神所赐的全副军装，但是在这之前，所有的这些圣徒应该一起来借着祷告来祈求。
In the Matthew, the chapter 18, verse 20 is our same verse.
我们也看到马太福音的十八章二十节。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I'm there in their midst.
马太福音的十八章二十节说到，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
In last time we shared this verse, and today is continuation of actually this verse.
啊，上一次我们也分享到这一小节。
But remember, this verse is previous verse is actually in the context of prayer.
我想这十九节二十节其实是我们提醒我们祷告。
In verse 19, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
十九节，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
So it is about the church prayer.
这是关乎着教会的祷告。
Two of you,
两个人。
Two number two is testimony number.
我们知道，二双这样的一个字是表示那个见证。
Testimony for the truth,
是真为真理做见证。
And the church meeting, Lord says.Two or three gather together in chapter in verse 20, right? For where two or three have gathered together in my name.
我们知道教会的祷告就是二十节提到的那有两三个人奉我名的聚会。
It's a lot of meeting we're having, right? The people are waiting for other people to come in before they start.
我们知道在我们很多的聚会啊，人们要互相要等着大家好像来到要到时间来到。
I always remind brothers and sisters, right? As long as there's two or three, we should start.
我常常提到，哪怕时间到了，只有两三个人到了，我们就按时开始。
Let them who missed it, and they will regret it for the blessing, the presence we felt, and they'll come in earlier next time.
好像晚来迟到的人会遗憾错过了那个神的那个祝福，下一次就逼迫他们就有那个动力来早一点来参加聚会。
So we said if two of you agreed on earth, so this is promise God gave to the church.
提到有两人同心，这就是神宝贵的对我们的应许。
Many times, even though we have a personal needs.
我们说即使是我们有那个个人的需求。
If we learn, if we grow to the point we start to love Christ and His church,
当我们那个属灵生命能够真是爱神爱基督爱他的教会的时候。
And we want to bring our personal needs to ask other brothers and sisters to pray for us at the church meeting.
我们都会愿意把即使是个人的那个需求带到教会的祷告的聚会当中，让弟兄姊妹一起来祷告。
That actually is a blessing from the Lord.
这其实本身就是神的祝福。
But they should know that they need the prayer support from the church.
我们知道我们需要教会祷告的扶持。
And we ourselves need to make a sacrifice to persevere in prayer.
我们个人当然要有奉献，有付出，去持守那样的话语。
And we know that Lord Jesus says, when He comes again, He will not find many with the faith in prayer.
我们也读经说到，看到主耶稣说他再来的时候，他好像在地上找不到那有多少愿意祷告的，那有信德的。
I think all brothers and sisters once attended prayer meeting of the church. Most brothers attended church prayer meeting once, at least once.
我想我们弟兄姊妹至少都参加过一次我们教会的祷告聚会。
They attended once and twice, and then they gave up.
他们可能来过一两次，然后就不再来了。
There's nothing there, right? No preaching, no singing. It's just people praying.
好像他们觉得在那里也没有什么重要的事情，就是也没有信息，也没有诗歌，只是祷告。
And there could be a very good, reasonable excuses sometimes as well.
好像这也许是一个很好的借口来不来参加聚会。
But Word of God says, pay the price, be persevered in prayer.
但是神教导我们要付那个代价，持守的话语在祷告当中。
Let's turn to Luke 18.
好，我们来翻开圣经的路加福音十八章。
Lord Jesus knows that we are willing in our spirit, but our flesh is weak.
神知道我们好像愿意追求读神的话语，追求神，但是我们的肉体常常软弱。
So he gave this story, the parable.
所以神就给了我们这样一个比喻。
So how he was telling them a parable to show that at all times, they ought to pray and not to lose heart.
十八章的第一节，耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man.
说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, "Give me legal protection from my opponent."
那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, "Even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I'll give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continuing coming, she will wear me out."
他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来折磨缠磨我。
And the Lord said this. Hear what the unrighteous judge said.
主说，你们听着不义之官所说的话。
Now, will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them?
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
Lord is using unrighteous judge to be the antitype of God.
他神在这比喻当中把那个不义的那个官好像作为一个反面的一个教材，一个比喻。
And I tell you, Lord Jesus says, verse 8, I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find the faith on the earth?
第八节说到，我告诉你们要快快的给他们伸冤。然而，在这里强调，然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
I check all the English translation. However, when the Son of Man, Lord Jesus calling himself Son of Man, when Lord Jesus himself comes, will he find the faith? They should have definite article in before faith.
我查考了很多不同版本的英文的圣经，在这里提到人子，然而人子来的时候，遇得见这世上有信德的吗？在那个信的前面有一个定冠词。
To my disappointment, I found only one translation, not even in the Darby.
我只发现了一个译本当中，在这里面特意的加入了这样一个特指的定冠词，就是在 Darby 的版本。
I'm talking about in the main text, not in the Sino. Sino NSB has it, but in the main text, they miss that definite article, the.
我说的是在正文的翻译当中，只有这一个译本加入了这样一个特指的定冠词。
Only Bible it has in the main text is the Legacy Standard Bible.
唯一加入这个的冠词的版本是Legacy Bible.
It's a new translation. English new translation.
对，新的英文的译本。
So it says, "Will he find that faith? What that faith is better than?" without faith, because Lord Jesus says, without that faith, that phase, you will not understand what Lord Jesus talked about. You thought Lord Jesus talked about regular, general faith. No, Lord Jesus did not talk about that.
如果没有这样一个特质的话，我们可能不明白主耶稣在这里提到的信是什么，可能会觉得是更广义的，更全面的，普通的那样一个意思，但这里不是的，是一个特质的信。
That means what's preceding, what he talked about, the faith in the prayer.
在这里，这个信特指的就是在祷告当中的那个信。
You know the Greek, the grammar, they are very strict.
你知道希腊文的语法是非常严谨的。
Regularly they use without the definite articles.
通常他们的文字里面是不会用到定冠词的。
When they use it, they really mean it.
当他们真的用到定冠词的时候，他们 是明确的要特指一个意思。
English has that in grammar, but when they use it, they are kind of loose.
英语也继承了这样的方式，但是英语当中的定冠词的使用没有那么的严谨和强调的意味。
So Lord Jesus says, when he comes, most of the elect, most of Christians, most of God's children do not have faith in prayer.
所以神在这里面讲的是，当他再来，人子再来的时候，神的儿女，地上的基督徒缺少的那个是向着祷告的那样的信心。
Because God's timing of answering a prayer is different from our expectation, our own timing.
因为神常常应允我们的祷告，并不是以我们期待的、想看到的方式。
So that we got discouraged often.
所以我们好像常常在祷告里面是那个收获的是那个灰心。
And verse one, Lord Jesus knows. He says, "Not to lose heart." That means that we often lose heart in prayer.
所以在第一节，主耶稣告诉我们不可灰心，因为我们常常在这里面，祷告里面是灰心的。
Because we don't have much prayer, faith in prayer, I think that's the main reason we don't go to church prayer meetings.
我想也许是我们向着祷告没有那样的信心，这可能是我们很少去参加祷告聚会的一个原因。
So that when Lord Jesus in the Matthew Gospel mentioned the church,
所以神在马太福音当中提到教会的时候，
you know, during the among four Gospels, only Matthew mentioned the church.
我们知道四福音当中只有马太福音提到了教会。
And he mentioned twice.
他提到了两次。
Once in the chapter 16, the other one is in the 18.
一次是在第十六章，一次就是在第十八章。
And in the chapter 18, Lord gave the church the promise of the prayer.
在第十八章的时候，我们看到了神给我们的应许。
So, for this church warfare,
所以在教会打着属灵征战的时候，
we cannot neglect the responsibility that we have in the church prayer.
我们不能忘记我们基督徒是有那个责任的，就是在教会当中这样的集体的祷告。
Tuesday night is our Easterlings prayer meeting time.
每周二的晚上是我们伊斯林教会的祷告聚会的时间。
You need to make arrangement. You need to plan in order to attend prayer meeting.
你需要去安排好时间来争取参加这样的聚会。
If we don't plan, if we don't reschedule everything else around it, then I can guarantee you, you will not be able to find the grace to attend the prayer meeting.
我可以肯定，如果你不重新规划好你的时间，为这样的聚会留出时间的话，那么你肯定就错失了那个恩典，不能来参加祷告聚会。
Every week, you need to make plan beforehand.
每一周你都要预备好时间。
That's what I've been doing all through these years.
这也是我这些年一直这样做的。
And I've often pray that for the prayer meeting.
我们当然也为着祷告聚会本身有祷告。
I ask God to give me faith and grace to attend the church prayer meeting.
我常常仰望神给我这样的信心恩典，让我带着这一切能够参加祷告聚会。
Sometimes think of a prayer meeting. To be honest, I sometimes feel very stressful.
坦白地说，有的时候参加祷告聚会，我会感觉非常的焦虑。
For years, maybe in the past, I feel very joyful when we think of a prayer meeting.
在过去很多年，其实常常当我思想到祷告聚会的时候，是有很大的喜乐的。
But sometimes, for a long period of time, whenever think of a prayer meeting, I feel very stressful.
但也有相当长的一段时间，我想到祷告聚会是有那个焦虑的心情的。
But whatever what I feel, I know God's calling.
但是当我有这样的思虑的时候，我知道这是神在呼召。
Maybe when I feel stressful is the time that we need to pray more.
可能是我当我有那个思虑焦虑的时候，是神呼召我应该更多的来到他面前来祷告。
Because Ephesians chapter 6 tells us we are fighting not against the flesh and blood.But the spiritual dark forces.
因为以弗所书第六章告诉我们，我们不是那与那属肉体的征战，而是那黑暗的与那邪灵征战。
And they're unseen.
他们是看不见的。
But they're there to prevent us to fight this warfare.
但是这些仇敌是会阻挡我们去。打那属灵的征战。
So from a devil's point of view, so one small victory, for him is very, very good.
所以对于魔鬼对于仇敌的角度来讲，好像他们哪怕赢得了一个小小的战斗，对于他来讲都是非常好的。
So once I heard that a brother shared that.When we don't want to pray, it's the moment we need the prayer most, and that encouraged me.
我以前听到一个弟兄分享，就是当我们好像不能开口去祷告的时候，其实那个时候恰恰是我们需要更多开口去祷告的时候。
Because we are in a warfare.
因为我们那时就是在一个征战的里面。
We are under enemy's fire all the time.
我们其实一直在那个仇敌的那个火力的下面。
So I hope that we are open, that the eyes of our heart not only see Christ, but also be sensible to the spiritual things happen around us, in us, through us.
我们希望真是我们属灵的眼睛能够打开，不仅看到基督耶稣，也是有那个心里面有那个敏锐那个感受，我们应该有更多的祷告。
If a Christian only knows things in the physical world, then it's very miserable.
如果我们基督徒只是认识这个好像物质的世界，活在这个客观的世界里面，这个是太可怜了。
God's salvation first stage, first step is give us a new spirit and Holy Spirit live in us.
因为我们知道神救赎我们的第一步就是把圣灵赐给我们。让我们能够经历圣灵。
So not only we're sensitive to Holy Spirit's leading in our life, but also sensitive to what's going on in the spiritual world.
所以我们能够有那个敏锐，不只是在个人的生活当中走那个属灵的道路，在周围的环境也应该有那个敏感。
So in order to prepare for church warfare, we have to be sensitive.To the spiritual realm.
所以为了打好那个属灵的征战，我们必须对属灵的环境能够保持那个敏感。
May the Lord bless his own word.
希望神来祝福他自己的话语。
Let's have a word, word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Father, how thankful we are for this great salvation.
父啊，我们何等的感恩为着这救赎的恩典。
That you save us not only from the eternal damnation, but also you save us unto the glory of the Son of God.
你就把我们从世界出来不还要把我们带到父神的面前。
May you awaken our spiritual senses.
希望你能够就是唤醒我们那个属灵的感官。
Open the eyes of our heart to see Christ.
打开我们心灵的眼睛看到基督。
So that we can be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够对圣灵的带领能够非常的敏锐。
And also,be sensitive to activities in the unseen world.
也对那个看不见的那个世界能够有那个敏感。
And through the prayer,
借着祷告,
may we all fight the good fight.
我们都能够打那美好的仗。
In Christ Jesus' most holy precious name we pray.
我们的祷告是借着基督耶稣最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.